You know, when you were a baby, going on toddler, what was your first word? And it's such a momentous thing for parents, the word. Having a baby is usually a very happy thing, but sometimes it brings great sadness and very often a fair bit of anxiety and frustration. If you didn't know, little babies are very good at crying, but they're not good at telling you what the matter is. There are no words to help you make sense of it. A word can make all the difference. Without the word, many things don't make sense. With the word, it explains lots. Much more makes sense. Without the word, there's a distance. With the word, the relationship between parent and child starts to take off. That's why parents get ever so excited when a baby says their first word. Do you know what your first word was? Maybe mama or dada. That helps establish a relationship. Maybe wee wee, which certainly helps communication. My son's first word, football, which certainly indicated priorities. The word makes such a difference. Things really start to make sense. A friendship starts to take off. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word became flesh and lived among us, says John in the first chapter of his Gospel. Jesus is the Word. Isn't that a stunning way to describe him? Jesus is the Word. He makes the difference between having sort of feelings and ideas about God and actually hearing and seeing clearly what God is like. Jesus is the Word. Because of him, things really start to make sense. And a friendship with God has a chance to take off. We don't need to be confused anymore because Jesus is the Word. We don't need to rely on sign language because Jesus has spoken. The Word became flesh and lived among us. And now things are much clearer. God has enabled us to make sense of him and given us the chance of a good friendship with God, because Jesus is the Word. Would you like to make sense of things? God wants you to make sense of things. That's why he sent his only Son, the Word. We'd like to help you make sense of things here at St. George's. We've got a short course starting in the new year. Maybe give me your name and number as you go out and I'll let you know when it is. I've got one or two little leaflets. I'll hold them out in the porch. Please take one as you go. Would you like a real relationship with God in response to his word? Come along again and again on a Sunday morning and start to make sense of things. If you are confused about God and want to be clearer and make sense of things, that's what God wants too, because he sent his only Son as the Word. Have you ever been in a foreign country where no one seems to speak English and you don't know any of their language? and you desperately need a toilet. You could try sign language, but if you're a man, it's likely to get you in trouble. You need the word. It makes all the difference. The right word, and things can happen. Jesus is the word since the beginning, who 2,000 years ago was made flesh and lived among us. He did it so we can make sense of God and start to have a good relationship with God. That's what we need. That's why Jesus came. God's given his word. What will you do?